5 lines in the bottom of Samath Aleph and Beis. Number of Yehuda Merav. We have this Gemara in Beyup. Kabbalah Mishasa Chachamim Bidne Marasa Ayan. Philip Chadri Chador Mizasir. Any place where Chazal said something is prohibited because of Marasa Ayan, people think he's doing something wrong. So the sister would apply, even if nobody's there to see it, it's not possible to see him, he's hidden. So Rashi says, and therefore, referencing back to the cases here in the Perek, where the issue was a Marasayan issue, let's say you learned that the case of the, if you learned the Pshat, the one shoe was also because they're going to be chosh at him that he's carrying the other one, so that's also even though nobody's around to see it. He had in the parak before, you can't tie the gemalim together because you're going to go to sell it, so even though there's nobody there to see it, you can't do it. So more like this, Tana. We learned one case, you can't take it to where the zug, because there's no problem of a curl, because it looks like you're going to sell it. Even though it's pakuk. With Tanya Idoch, and it's period, you can't go out to take it out. Different Bryce says, pakuk lo zug b'tzavorda, I'm entirely more b'chatzar, it's permitted in the chatzar where nobody's going to see it. There's no marasayan involved, so even if they see it, but there's no marasayan, you don't do anything wrong in the chatzur. So you see, Chazal didn't answer it, b'chadri chador. Chazal only answered it in a place where the actual marasayan is possible. Some more answers, so the machlokes and Rav. Some more says, yes, it is the machlokes hanoyim, whether you would say Rav's concept of Kamakam Shastra. Why the Tanya? Shaitkun Bechama, a person who his clothes got soaking wet while he was traveling, or he fell into a river. So he's allowed to put them out to dry. But not where people can see it, because people will think that he washed it on Shabbos. This is a Marasayan problem, but you can do it as long as if nobody sees it, it's not a problem. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon, Oistrim, they say no, that once it's also no matter where. It says like Rav, but the Tanakhama, you see, says that we're not worried about that. So, Rashi.
I understand what does this Gemara have to do with our particular
missionary
here?
I don't think it does.
It's an odd placement.
Yeah. It's like after we've had a few cases, the word brings up the issue.
So,
look at the issue. So, Rashi, Chachamim Mishumara Sohayin, Shalai Yach Shaduhu, the Isser, the Chazal said you can't do it because people will be chershed and people will
suspect
him. Thank you. He's doing something improper. Going Siryan because the Magafayim says the Isser of Siryan, he's really wearing it totally. It's male, but it looks like he's going out to do war. The helmet and the leggings. Lo yikshu gemalim zebized. The Mexico also the chinger looks he's going to the market. Lo bezugal pisha hu pakuk. When a mother cut, there's no sound. Lo seid se behema, but you still can't wear it. Time of prishin and perik behema. Shem the Mexico also the chinger. It looks like he's taking it to the market. Tanya Bryce said the chutzur the lekamara sayin is mutzer. So the Mor says, yes, it is machlokes tanoim. Shetam mechamim misha nosher kela b'derech b'meik shamim. His foes got soaking from rainwater. Now, there's a whole list of in the side of their places. Whether the issue was rainwater, whether the issue was he fell into the river, etc. Where Tosis said sometimes Tosis doesn't like Rashi's travel because it was Okay. Have a look and I go, oh, Shlagarmu keeps him for Shabbos. People shouldn't think that he said he did it on Shabbos. I don't know, the media, the Mishra Maris Ayin, Mutter B'chadorim, so but nobody can see it, it's okay. And Rav Eliezer, Rav Shimon, or Oysim is Kirav. Tosafot over here has the question, do we pass him like Rav or not? He says, some say we don't pass him like Rav, based on a Braisa, based on a mission chulin, that the person can't shecht into there's certain ways that the Azor people would shecht the animals to save the blood. So you should do it inside of like a guma inside of to a indentation in the ground. They would dig out the thing and shecht it over there so it'll catch the blood. So somewhere else is over there. It's also to do it in a place which is public, which is a Rambam, b'chatzar it's motu. So that's the raya. This is not a raya, and therefore Tosis remains with the question whether we pass him like Rav. Now we know it's machlokes tanoim. Do we pass him like Rav? Something more.
I heard that there's a distinction between something that Chazal specifically. And something that we had this sort of general notion of Marasai that is it does not have the same restriction.
Correct. Right. So there isn't, you know, Marasai a person has to be aware of, but that only applies that people can see him, but there is so much because it's specifically prohibited, right, and that's Rav's law. Call Mokham Shalsa Chachamim the Maris Ayin. When the Chachamim is specifically prohibited. Yes. Vesha Ba'ozna. Tadar Rabbi Chesko. Behusha Kosher Ba'ozna. This hat that she's allowed to go out wearing this cotton, this soft material in her ear to absorb the runoff, which is. So it's only if it's tied on to like. Around like around the ear or something like that, so it shouldn't fall out. Then she'll come to pick it up and carry it. Mershim is sandolo. Tan Rami Rav Yecheskel, but who should kasher lo sandolo? It has to be put into the sandal in such a way that it's going to be attached, that it can't come out. So mashal in a shoe, the shoe itself will keep it in there because it. So. Person puts an insert into his shoe, that's not a problem. A sandal which is open, it can fall out, it's only permitted in such a way that it's tied in. Moksha, his skin, he law lini dasa. She has a mech in for her nidus. Sever Rabbi Rachoma thought to say, Lamehmer, Ushakshura law, Ben Yarku said, has to be tied in. Amar Rabbi no, Avishain. And a kosher, even if it's not tied. Why? Given the most, like also the suye, because if it would fall out, she's not going to pick up and carry it, because it's mi'as. So boy, minay Rabbi Yirmiyah, me Rabbi Abba. So Yirmiyah asked Rabbi Abba, also so law based yad mahu. So what if she made like a handle to hold it, so she doesn't have to touch the part which is mi'as. Maybe in that scenario it should be prohibited because she might come to carry it. Or Malay Mutter. No, it's still me, so she's not gonna carry it. Therefore it's Mutter. Itmanami Umr Rav Nachman Barashia Umr Vyakhan Osisal Besyad is Mutter. Now the verse of Vyakhan is Nofak Bahu Lebemit Rasha. Vyakhan now it's referring back to Moshe Ba'ozen. So he wore a moich in his oizen, and he went out to from his house to the base of Medrash with it. Chulukan of Chaverim, and his Chaverim held that what he did was improper because it wasn't kosher. So according to Rabbi Yecheskel, that should be prohibited. So Rabbi Yecheskel I think it was a contemporary of Rav Yochanan. Rabbi Yana in Nafak Buhu the Carmelis. Ruchan Lov Chaberov. They felt what he did was wrong. I bought Tani Rechezkel that there's a braisa which he quotes. He says, Vahusha Kosher Lov Ba'asna, it has to be tied in. Lakasha, Hod the Mahadik, Hod the Mahadik. They felt that braisa is talking a case where if a person doesn't put it in a well, it's only mutter if it's tied. If a person would put it into the ear well, where that, even if it's not tied, it's still mutter. Rashi. Also, it's all based on the other line. The moich she ba'isim makom, if she has a moich in that place, if she has it extends, something standing out, is a based yad. Ma'ol l'meisrei. Maybe now it should be prohibited, d'ma shokla u'mamte l'abidayim, because she might carry it. So the moyes loch of a besiad shalot, it's not me, it's to hold the besiad. So he said, but us the besiad is mutter. L'arminan l'moyes, ala fila besiad is still moyes. Even with the besiad, it's still me is to carry it. V'yecha nofek beiv the mitrasha, v'moych sheba oznoi. He put a moych in his oznoi. Shai yizokein, v'hoysa loy tsoyas oizen merubi. He had a lot of tsoyas oizen, so he would have this thing to absorb the tsoyas oizen. His earwax. Kolugel of Chaverav, they shall hire kosher for Oznai, who yotze by the Rishas Rabbim. So he would travel to the base of Medrash to Rishas Rabbim with this thing not tied on. So they felt what he did was improper. The more answers, hold the Mahadik. Rebirchan, how you teiche by Oznai Yafa, Mahadik, but like Boik Shira. Yachron's case was a case where it was put in his ear well, doesn't need to be tied in then. The Rami Yecheskel, but the Loi Mahadik, it was not put in tight. Okay. That's one shot. Then there's a second version in the Gemara. The whole piece of Gemara goes like this. Mishnah Karina Mitamidi Rabbeinu Halevi, from the Tamina of Rabbeinu Halevi, they learn the Pshat like this. Rabbi Yochanan's case was Rabbi Yochanan was kosher hab, it was tight. Based on Joshua's stomach, the base say hab. Well, the Hoyser Rishas Rabbim have seconds, and he did not go to Rishas Rabbim to get to the base medrash, so there was no caring. And the worst kashik then goes, well, Tony Rabbi Rami Vahusha kosher. He kosher mi afilo Rishas Rabbim is mutter. Rabbi Yochanan was wearing it, it was kosher. And he only went from there to Bishnah. He was like Machmed not to go anywhere else. But Rabbi Yochanan says, when it's tied, it's mutter. So why was he Machmed, even when it was tied, not to go further? And my Kamar, the Rabbi Midrash, Rabbi Kamar, the Shasar Rabbim. Mashan, the Rabbi Yochanan, kosher, Bala Mahadik, Hakesher. It was not tied tight or well. And that's why he was machmer on it. In the case of Rami Chesed said it's mutter, Shas Rama was tied well. That's their pshat in the Gemara. The Lashon Rishon and Miyushim is that I think the first pshat in the Gemara, the first explanation I told you, seems to fit better. But the more palpable of Galgal Melech, pilpel is pepper. The recha pet helps for bad breath. And Gilgal Melech is Ladorshini, which is a type of illness in the teeth. Mechaldavash and Nusenes also. Secha, pia, anything else you put in the mouth. Zan Gavila, which is ginger. Inami Dartsoino, which is cinnamon, as she says. So those would also be permitted. Shein to sevis, shein shel zov. Rabbi Matzvah Chachamim Oisur. So, shein shel zov. Either shein shel zov is an explanation of shein to sevis, or it's two different things. But either way, shein shel zov is more like it's in Rabbi Nachachom. I'm reserved l'shan u elah shel zov. This machloek is just referring to shein shel zov. Elah shel kesef, the very call is mutter. Even the Chachamim agree, a tooth of silver, which is more similar to the regular teeth, And therefore the chance of somebody laughing at her and motivating her to remove it are less, so then they did not ask it. Tanya Mihochi, Bryces of the Rokesa, the Rokol, is Mutter. Shal Zov, Rabbi Matur, Chobe Moiser, Kesa is Mutter, Zov is the Mokhlakis. Amar by Rabbi, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon, Ben Elozer, Kulu Sphir, Lahu, Chomid, the Meganya Bey, Leyasa Lachuy. That, you know, you, I guess theoretically a person could argue you had a lot of gold in your mouth, so you could take it out and show it. Like, look how much gold I have. But Rebbe says you're not worried about that possibility. Because to do that would be showing off a deficiency that the person has. So we're not worried about that possibility. Rabbi Hod the Moran, Rabbi Eliezer, the Tanya Rabbi Eliezer, Poitr, Mikavelis, and Mestechus Shalfleiten, which we said before wasn't only that he's Poitr, but he's actually a Matir, for her to wear the Kavelis, which was little bundle of spices to take care of a bad odor. So she won't take it off and show the fact that she needs this because it's embarrassing the fact that she needs it. Because she won't take off something which is the matim in the safcha, because that expresses there's some element of gnus for her to do that because she would have to uncover her hair. It's not exactly the same as the other two. The more filter is still the same concept of the concern of gnus.
So,
that's
gnus.
Right, yeah. Sirashi. The Darshini is Lochel Yashinayim, is a type of illness in the teeth. Zangabila is Gin Ziru, is ginger. Darsuna is Kinom, is cinnamon. Lashon of the Chom Vaisim, Elashal Zoab, Shemashona Bemara, Mishar Shinayim, Medomi Mevasilo. So gold is quite discolored vis-a-vis the rest of the teeth, and she might be embarrassed to take it off and carry it. Silver is much more the color of the regular teeth. Do you recall that's going to be mutter? That's how I rebey him on the Gemara. Linear time of the Shalzov, Mishum the Chashiba, the kachos. The reason why Zob was usher is because we're afraid she might actually show it off. The second shot in Rashi's shot. I was like, "Kesher lo chashivi, but lo yosalachui." It's not chosher. She's not going to show it off. Now, according to Mizak Rashi says, so then the flow to Rebbe makes a lot of sense. We're not worried about the person showing off their gold tooth, showing off their kavelis, and showing off their sav. This lamatim in the sav. Because there's element of gnus to show these things off. So it's, according to my pshat, it's a perfect parallel. Loshon Rabbeinu Koshali Hodom Amar Abaye Rebbe Mishum Elozer Bchulu. It's time the Rabbanim Mishum the Chaychi Elohu. If your the point was that when there's a potential for a person being people to insult him. And you might then try to lessen the insult by carrying it. And we answered that, if that's the logic, so Maishna Reb, and that's what you're saying, well, you see the element of the gnus, and we're still going to be moderate. Well, that's the case. Maishna Rebbe, the Kachoshim. Rabbanu Nami, Lav Lachvuyei Chayshi. We'll see what Rashi exactly has in mind. I mean, the Chacham say it's also. I mean, they are worried about her showing it. So Rashi seemed to say that the Chum also agree in principle to Rebbe in that point. V'yesha Taretz Nolet, that's not true. So, the Rabbanan Meser Ka'osri Yikol Malkim. They say it's Osir. I'm sorry. Stop. Rashi is learning, even according to the Rabbosai, you're going to have to learn that the other two, the argument is, will a person take it off to show it if it's embarrassing for them? So, Rishim Elazar says no. Rabbi Eliezer says no. Rabbi says no. Chum also say no. She won't take it off if it's embarrassing for her. They say that there's a different problem. They might laugh at her. So the principle, which is the underlying principle for the Rabbi Shimon Elazar and Rabbi Eliezer, is Chum agreed to. The Eshataritz, the Rabbanan Meiser Ka'osri Mikol Malkim. But they say it's also the Meiser. Rabbi Matur. So I can't say, even though in principle they would agree to the Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Eliezer and Shimon Elazar, but Meiser, they don't, and practically they don't say the same thing. Whereas Rabbi does say the same thing. So Rabbi said it's mutter. Why aren't you worried about she might show it? We're not worried about she might show because it's embarrassing for her. Which is comparable to the other ones. Rabbi had the moran delichashi del mishalf. We're not afraid she might take it off the show. Peter Kavelis, we came to the high Peter is mutter chachila. We said before we met that it's actually mutter who. Because she won't show off that she's recha ra. So the keeper shall tzemer, she's allowed to go out yet. So she don't dilma shalfa umachvi. The megali sara meganyaba shasavcha noihu lasar. Not do it and be Megala Hussar because it's an element of Gnus. I think Rashi is saying over here, even Shasav Chanor Hulasar, you know, is, and even somebody who would not have a prohibition of uncovering their hair still wouldn't do it because there's an element of Gnus. It's much more pretty with the Safcha on. Otherwise, I'm not sure what Rashi wants. Okay, now, to the Mishnah.
The question about the pepper and the salt. I mean, in halacha l'maisa, what things can you put in your mouth before Shabbos and carry out? I mean, gum, mints.
I think gum. Not. I think maybe mints. Yes. There's something which. Is there to mishamish the person?
It is.
Because the paz chayiv that we have a limish later on. A person goes out carrying food in their mouth or chayiv. It doesn't help the fact you had the food in them before Shabbos. Because that's an independent item from the person. Someone is there to help the body, you know, specifically through the pad, not through chewing up to eat it. That's what the heter was. So here there's a reich of peh for these other types of spices which would help the flavor of the mouth. So they're mutter.
But what if you're chewing the gum for that purpose?
So let's say you have a situation, I actually know somebody who has deficiency in their mouth, their tongue muscle, and they have to constantly chew gum to strengthen their muscle. Otherwise, a person cannot talk. He loses the ability to speak. Theoretically, he's Shri Mutter, because there's to mishamish the mouth. You know, it's not as a food.
And why is it not refuah? I mean, I understand you started with four shells, but still, I mean, if nothing else, it's like the Mara Sinai. Is there like a cover of Rios? It's not just Rufu, it's cover of Rios.
Well, that, you know, it's a possibility. The refuah is so much as that you would use, you would crush herbs to do that. And over here, I mean, the derech, crushing herbs by chewing on them is not a problem. If the way they would chew it is you put it whole, you know, I imagine they put a peppercorn into the mouth and chew it. They didn't put ground pepper in. So that's so. I don't think there's a gzera of went under the Xerah's token. Did we discuss this once? There was, what about types of refuah where the refuah is specifically not with medicine? You know, which there's no Xerah, you might come to grind anything.
Yeah, I think we did have some discussion about that. Not that I can remember the details.
Because in halacha, that is discussed in halacha. If there is, there's no. If the normal way of the refuah is not through giving medicine, the medicine is not, it's a type, other type of procedure, which is, so then, and it does not go into Xeris refuah. Maybe we had it in Parakira in regards to putting hot water in a hot water bottle on the Bnei Ma'ayim. We spoke about it over there, maybe. I don't remember. Okay. So the Mishnah, Yetzer Besela Shalasinis. Person has a wound on the bottom of the foot. She's allowed to go out with a type of with a coin, which is there over the wound. They used to pierce their ears. They wouldn't be given the jewelry to put in. They would put like a little piece of thread, or a little piece of wood to keep the hole open, and then as she would get older, they would put in jewelry. Meanwhile, she's let her go out with those things in the ear. Where it says that where it says if it would be a colored one, which would be fancy, she might take it out to show. But these weren't like that. And Rashi says, but so why is it mutter? If that became now the derech, that's how they all go out. It's like that's how they carry themselves. So that becomes urcha, and that's not a masa anymore. So even though it's not adorning the person at this point in time, if that becomes a normal way for all of them to go out, that becomes like it has the same. I imagine, and also because it's there to. For some way to help the body do something, so that becomes mutter. Arviyos yotzes reulis. So the Jewish woman in Arov went with their headgear. They're covering their veil, which they wore over their head and their face. The same way the non-Jewish woman went. So they're allowed to go out on Shabbat. It's not considered a chutzah. Madayos, the Jewish woman in Madai, will go out prufos. Rashi will describe exactly also this as a way of like tying one side around, wrapping around the head, and then flipping one side over through the other, so that's permitted. Remember, however, the truth is it's not limited only to them, but that's where usually they're the ones that usually where it would happen. Perefis al evin, to do this act of being perefit, so they would like wrap it around and flip, like make like a loop and flip one side through the loop, and they pull it down. They would weight it down. They would stay closed. So you can use a stone for that purpose, while the eggers or a nut, while a matbeah, That has to be in there in the garment before Shabbos, thereby making it part of the garment, that this is there to be mishamish the garment to help it stay weighted. Selim matbeya, who is a coin, seen in the Gemara, the more explains to wounds. Rosh Katanas, Shemanakos, those men, they pierce their ears. And Rosh Nizomim, Ashigulu. They don't get earrings until later. And then they put in these chutim or these ksamim to that the hole should not heal back. It should not. No, they'll heal. It will not close. Via that's when I said Reno Levi. Filler busa kamer. If the avagav the lap tashet noihu, it's not a tashet of noi. Urchibachi b'loy masuhu. This, since this is no way to wear it, that's not considered a masui, and I have that underlined in my Rashi. I learned Shabbos because that's a major mouthful. Rashi just said. Based on portion, chutim shekolaspen. Sarah is referring to something else totally. He's referring to braids in her hair, which she would braid in. They would like the pigtail bobbins. You know, whatever they call those things. The Shrin of Gedoyla, Beresh Pirkin, we said by Gedoyla, so she would want to braid in these little threads, etc., to make her hair look nice. She said it's also by Gedoyla, Beresh Pirkin. But over here it's Mut. By Ketanis is Mut. So it's not just, it's not a Kedish, it's specifically only by Ketanis. And what's the argument? Because he said the problem was when she has to be toivel, so she has to take it out and she might come to carry it, because it was common for her to need to be toivel. Avaktanas, where tefillah was not a common issue, is going to be mutter. Well, Oshan Rishon Hagu, the first shot is better than this. Chada the Ketanas, Nami Tzrichas tefillah. Leaving aside the issue of Nida, but they live with the world of Taharas, of Truma, etc., and they had to keep themselves Tahara. So if she touched Tuma, she'd have to go to the mikvah. That applies to what they would take the kids to the mikvah also, because you can't have Truma in your house with this kid running around who's Tomei. So they were constantly taking the kids to the mikvah also, especially the kids like we had over there in Kedusha, and they're busy playing out in the Ashba, and touching the dead Shrotzim and stuff like that, you know. You got to take them to the mikvah. Number one, Bafnidas Nami Yishkichus Behu Kedetanya, and furthermore, Nidas does apply to them. Maisha Shahoya, Vitvilua Kadam Leimba. There was a case where the girl went to the mikvah, the brand new girl had a Nidas issue, and of going to the mikvah before the mother. Medically, that part of Rashi would be a little bit difficult to flow Rashi. The medical explanation of how that happens is that as a girl child is born, it goes through the it can absorb certain hormones from the mother, thereby potentially causing her to have a possibility of it becoming a nida. That dissipates shortly thereafter after birth, those hormones which she's absorbed dissipate, and she will not become an idiot again until she gets much closer to becoming an adult, to maturity. Rashi seems to be applying it all the way across the board to a 9-year-old girl. I mean, that's, you know, so I mean, moreover, there it learns out from Sukkim that there's a din of an idiot for Bas Yom, a girl is brand new baby girl can have become an idiot and have a thin of Tumas Nida, which that's true. I mean, medically that is sound medicine nowadays, that they understand like that. But Rashi seems to apply it across, that's all the way across the board, which that's already, Rashi saying it's a common, it's also normal to it to happen. That's a Kiddush that Rashi, which our modern science would not understand as Rashi. So, modern science will still have to catch up. Why Mektani Afila Bekismin, Yikalamishma, the Chutanami Asnaim Kaimi, from the flow of, so you say, chutin and even kismin, if we're talking about braiding into the hair, they didn't put kismin in the hair. Referring to the ear, that they, it would make sense. The chutin roish, the chutin haroish, the shaykh of Mr. Philokid, the kismin, they wouldn't put kismin into the hair. Arvios is noshim Yisraelios Sheba Arov. Jewish woman in Arov. Yes, it's Rulus. Derech Arvios Lios Mutophis Roshan. They would cover their, they would wrap around their heads. Upneim and their faces. Chutzmin and Naim, except for the eyes. Karlu Beloshan Arovi Reulois. That's what I heard those Rulus. Dahano Har Olois. Deceive Gabbatashite Noshim Besefer Yeshaya. So, and that's actually the pasuk mentions such an idea in Yeshaya that they would wear their, they would wear themselves like that.
So it's funny, I mean, the, I mean, this predates Islam, right?
Yeah.
So you see, it sounds like this, something that I guess we
they sort of
associate with Islam.
They sort of appropriated it for themselves, yeah. What's it called? The Chadruk? Was it, there's a name for it? The woman's head covering? What?
Is the hijab? It's, I don't know if that's the full veil.
Uh-huh. The modern version. Okay, the reform version. Modiyos is Noshim. Just was one thing that gimel, but there is not a reference to the Bach. That's a, it's in Sefer Yeshaya Parak Gimel. That's what that gimel stands for. If you get frustrated trying to find the gimel in the Bach. Modiyos is Noshim Yisraelios Shiva Modai, Jewish woman in Modai. Prufos Shema Atves Metalis, they would wrap around with a garment. Talis means a garment. The Metala Ritzua Biswaso Ha'achas Keneged Savora. Sosa Hashenis is Karechas Eman or Egas, because Sheres Ritzua Bekrach Minatalis Nefelis Meila. So I can't tell you exactly how it works, but they would sort of have like a loop at the end of one, assuming it means like a rope, with a strap extending in one, from one end, and then they would take the other end and put it through the loop, or wrap it around the other side, using some type of weight to keep it in place. And it would stay in place. Perefes is kamoi krosim, upurpin. So the language of the perefes is that you're tying it together, the hooks which hold it together. Kol mechaber beged the chaveroi kari prifa. Someone holds one garment to the other, or here two sides of the garment to each other, is the act of prifa. Rashi l'sifra l'chakul b'shavas k'mar parach b'marta reishim perefes. Some verses, one second. When you tell me perefes means you're allowed to do, besides wearing it, you're allowed to do the act of being part of it. And now you tell me you can't do that on Shabbos. So what does it mean? Says the Morris Kash. Morris says, my tzinis. What is tzinis? Is bas ara. It's a wound on the bottom of the foot, where towards the ground. Okay, mashna sela. Why does the mission talk about wearing a sela? If the reason is because kolmida akusha malulo, anything which is hard and will protect the foot from the contact with the ground is permitted. So leavet lo chaspa, you can do it with a piece of chaspa also. Why specifically a coin? Ella, that's not the reason. Ella mishum shuchsa, that the rust has some type of chemical in there which helps the healing process. So they have a latasa. So why should again? Why a coin? The oxidation of the silver coin. Just say a silver plate. Why should it be a coin? Elamisham tursa. So apparently the picture which is there would help the healing. I'm not sure exactly if that means like some type of metaphysical type of a process. The Marshal Lever the Pulsa, you can make a picture on a piece of wood, Rashi says, for the same price. Or cheaper, actually, because you won't have to use a coin. So Rabbi Yeshua, no, the combination of the three is what works. it's something which is hard and has this oxidation and it has the picture.
So
this wound he put a cell on. It was because like she calls it's hard to begin all of mako and it stops. It protects the wound, made coats him, and we used to throw him from any types of things which are irritated, like brambles or the hard spiked pieces of mud in the summertime. So make a piece of chaspa. Elamites because of shuchsa lech luchis ayotim and a kesef belazim it's called royal. The offer the marker shuchsa come with the shuchsa tvei be'alim tzius umishtachin kenachoshes the tainus. So it's rusty or oxidized. So levitasa the kaspa use a little plate of silver. So tibba lomeli, why is it really a coin? The reason why it's beneficial is the picture which is there, not the oxidation of the silver. The Morris says, if that's what you need, take a coin blank out of, in other words, that shape, out of wood. Rabbi Shmuel and Mestis and the Nakat Sela, apparently the Mishnah discussed the Sela, Kulu Bahari Adari Malava, altogether it works. The Haki Nakat Sela, this no, the Kulu Akusha, it's hard, Shulchan has this oxidation, the Tursan has a picture. Something more. Banas Yeses Bechutin. Avoid the Shmuel, Shabra Kulu, the Ban say the Nafik Bechutin, Nafik Bechutin. He would not allow his dirters to go out where Tchutin. And the Morrison said two other things he would do, and the Morrison is going to explain all three why. Well, Shavu Kluhu, Kenyan Gabi thought he, once the girls got a little bit older, he would not allow them to sleep together and lie against each other. Babalut Mekvos Biyamin Nisan Umafsi Biyamin Tishrei. He would use the river in Tishrei time, and he would do that by putting out mats. Either Rashi says to prevent them from getting stuck, getting the mud on their feet, getting a chitzitza. So you lie a mat on the bottom floor of the river and tevel there. Maybe that's how you would have them go to the mikveh. Or Rashi says they would make mats around for tznius to allow them to be more relaxed and not embarrassed of being tevel, and therefore do it in a better fashion. But in Nisan time, he would not do that. He would make actual mikvehs separate from the river. The more we'll discuss why, what was the problem, why I couldn't use the river in this. Okay, S'mor says, L'shavak l'hu yotzis b'chutin, avanan tanan b'nois yotzis b'chutin. What's the problem with chutin? The mission is the mutter. B'atad the b'na shmol, the tzibonin, how well they had colored ones, and they're pretty. So therefore he's afraid they might take it off to show. And that's what he asked. So now, He's telling us a major concept that even some which the Chazal did not specifically address, but if you believe that there's a possibility of showing it off, you are mechuyev not to wear it. Or he's like, was he making a tikkun? You know. Then would you, if you tell me the first way, does it work vice versa? If nowadays it became common not to show, so then it's going to be mutter, which is what we saw the idea from the Sar Shalom before. That's going to be mutter. So that's a discussion over here on this piece. And let's just do a little more of the Gemara, and then we'll do Rashi tomorrow. Gabi Hadari would not allow them to lie next to each other. So that's the part of Rav Huna's din. Rav Huna says, Noshim and Maselos Zubas, women who rub against each other in their private areas. Is psulas lekahuna? They are not permitted lekahuna. Rashi says that means lekahuna gedola. They're not perfect. They're not perfect psulin. They're interacting with each other in such a way that's not. They're not perfect psulin. Morris says, it's no riot to refund. Sabr kihecha dola lilfen gufa nechra. They shouldn't use to somebody else's body, and they're enjoying that. In this way, they would want to get married and. Get married to a man. but not that there was any psul involved in it, a halacha psul involved in it.